Hi, everyone. I'm Dan Albers. Welcome back to Go Redskins TV, and I'm joined by a former player and now a coach for the Anderson Redskins, and Brian Vail. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Thanks for having me out here.
Talk a little bit about this. Pretty kind of cool that you know, former player. I did the same thing back when I graduated. I went to coach 1 year, and I actually coached with Coach Soriano for 1 year. Thought I knew football, and I really didn't know football. So talk a little bit about what it's like for you to come back, being a former player, and then coming back and coaching at your alma mater.
It's been awesome. Last year, I had the opportunity. I was coaching the freshmen last year. So it's cool, for one, play under Coach Giesting. Great experience. Right. Great coach. And I actually, Coach Dreyer was my freshman head coach. So
really?
I also played for Coach Dreyer. And so when he came in here, I had the opportunity to coach linebackers, doing that, and it's awesome. It's like you said, I thought I knew football a little bit, watched football on Sundays, and then you come in here, and it's way over your head. In the past 2 years, I've learned more football than I can even know. I still have a lot to go, but yeah, it's been awesome.
And then talk a little bit about how you play. We were talking about before we went on air, you actually had the road of the high pinnacle part of Anderson, and then you kind of hit the low for Anderson, too. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so my freshman year, I was lucky enough that I got to be on varsity, dressed for varsity games. So I was on the state team that lost to Sylvania Southview in the state championship game, which was an awesome experience. Wish I could have got the ring, but still great. Next year, one of the best teams, probably the best team in Anderson history, with Norwell, Mance, Slater, all of them. And then my senior year, we were the first team in almost 20 years to be under 500.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's very interesting to go from the peak to the start of the downfall. But with Coach Dreyer, I think things are going to turn around real quick.
Well, and I was going to say, talk a little bit about that. Jeff obviously was a good guy, did some great things here at Anderson. Talk a little bit about, it's totally, totally different coaches as far as, you know, Evan's cool, you know, kind of high pace, high going, and Jeff's kind of even-keeled.
Yeah. Coach Dreyer is, you walk in the room, you know he's, it's his room, and he's going to get attention from everyone, and you're all in for whatever he says. When we played here, it was power right, power left, off tackle. Now we got 5 wide every time, and I love it.
Yeah.
I'm juiced for it. I'm juiced to see 60 touchdowns and all that, pass touchdowns and all that. It's great. He's doing a great job. We always talk as coaches, is when he came out here that first day in January, we had the kids out there doing games, playing in space, and to be honest, they just weren't that good. They weren't comfortable in there. And from January now to it's July 21st, it's incredible how much better they've gotten. We're more athletic, we're more physical, and we haven't even put pads on. So I think come August 26th, when we go up to Fenwick, it's going to be a whole new era. It's awesome. I can't wait.
And do you talk a little bit, let the kids know about the history of Anderson High School,
we
and
do.
Let them kind of know where it started, where it was, and where, you know, where it, where it could go?
Yeah, we do talk a little bit. I'm myself and Coach Joe Wall. He's the freshman head coach, the only former alumni on the staff right now. So obviously, I played with him, so he was with the good times of Anderson football. We want to forget the past. We don't want to think about 1-9. We don't want to do any of that. But at the same time, we want to cherish what we had for those years with Coach Soriano and Coach Giesting. The players have bought in. That's the best part about it. The hardest part about it, at first, when you have a new head coach, you got to buy into it, and you got to buy into his program. And they have 100%. So they know the history, and they know where we're trying to go. And I can't wait for it.
Well, and the one thing that we're talking about that's good for you is you're coaching linebackers on the varsity level, and then you're coaching defensive coordinator on the JV.
I am.
So that can kind of help when you got a guy that gets hurt or something like that. You say, hey, look, I've watched him on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Let's put him in. Is that true?
That's exactly what we're doing. We had right now the JV was going against the freshman. I'm sitting back there taking notes, talking to Coach Dreyer and Coach Schmidt, our defensive coordinator, about this guy's looking good right here. We might be able to lean on this guy a little bit more in the future. So we're always evaluating. It's the JV is the 2017 Anderson Redskins. So you got to get them coached up now. It's a priority. So we're always looking.
Well, I appreciate taking
Thank
time.
You.
I
Thank
can't wait
much.
To talk to you here in a year.
Thank
so
you.
It's Brian Vail joining us here on Go Redskins TV. Back right after this.
Come on.